The show begins tonight in New York City. Harry Siegel asking questions about two federal investigations we know of underway now for Eric Adams, the mayor. The mayor regards this all as annoying and doesn't act as if something dire is happening, but in any event, it's puzzling. One investigation about his contacts, his relationship, his trips to Turkey, another about China, same matter. On to Japan, the state dinner for Prime Minister Kishida at White House with President Biden, welcoming Kishida to a new alliance that looks like another piece of AUKUS, the defense from the predator state, the PRC. All good news. Richard Epstein joins to apprise us of rent control and rent stabilization and the failure of both these programs to treat the housing stock in New York rationally. $4,100 is the average rent price now of non-rent stabilized, non-rent controlled apartments because so much is held off the market by the landlords who can't make money with the apartments the way they're fixed, say the landlords. All a mystery to me, but I arrived in 1970 and found a rent stabilized apartment where I stayed 20 years and the rent went up percentages every year. It still was way, way below what I would have paid in rental at any one point in those 20 years if I hadn't had a rent-stabilized apartment. The rent-controlled are never available. I don't know how many are left. On to the Titanic with Charles Pellegrino, the expert storyteller of the night of April 14th into the morning of 15th, 1912. The ice, passengers, the lifeboats. We tell the story tonight of the Marconi room where the two men on station stayed there right up until the water splashed into the chamber. Charlie has made one or two dives to the Marconi room and says that it's largely intact. He looked around for the brass key, the brass telegraph key, couldn't find it, would love to somebody to find it someday. Marconi room that kept the signal going was received in Newfoundland, but the ship right out there that they could see, the California, didn't keep a 24-hour room, so it didn't hear that that big ship over there is throwing up those fireworks. They must be celebrating something, or they've just stopped for the night in the ice, thought the California, when in fact it was going down by the bow. Lancaster report from Jim McTague, who was taking his red Tesla for a robot drive in the lanes of Lancaster and found it drove exceedingly slow, 20 miles per hour at the time, which was the limit posted. And then when it comes to 35, it jumps ahead, Jim said, quite exciting. Robot, there are things to work on, but in any event, it's a fun story. Bob Zimmerman joins about Rocket Lab recovering a first-stage booster and then about the success in Russia of Angara launching after many years of testing and practice. Angara is capable of heavy lift, and that would be a booster that Russia can use to get to the moon colony that it wants to join with China. Emma Southon for the second-hour conversation about her book, A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. Emphasis on the empire and then late antiquity into the 4th and 5th century as Christianity increasingly became popular after the persecutions of the 2nd and 3rd century. A story of Pompeii and Vesuvius in Emma's book. Fresh information about that because in a room that was being excavated over many years in Pompeii, they've discovered freshly sparkling frescoes of the Iliad behind a wall that was sealed off because of the ash. Gorgeous material. The Iliad, Pompeii, a dining room, Rome, all connecting here 2,000 years later. California. Bill Whalen joins to talk about the 16th Congressional District in California. That's Palo Alto to San Jose. Very well-to-do, heavy Silicon Valley. A contest for that seat right now. Bill and I get into speculating, will there be a debate in the 16th? Will there be a debate in the presidential contest? There's a report there will not be. Bill believes there will be one, just one. Mr. Biden will show what he can do, and that will be the end of it. And then Russia's strike on Kyiv's electricity plant and more infrastructure attacks as Russia buys time, builds up, makes the deal for Novorossiya is the intention. Finally, Sacramento is thrilled. The A's are coming to town for 2 or 3 years before their stadium is complete on the old Tropicana site in Las Vegas. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.